sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back after a restful weekend. Tomorrow there's going to be a rally. The players get back tomorrow at the football office. About 6:15 tomorrow morning, and I guess they're expecting a huge crowd. No word yet on what Silas Redd's going to do. Kevin Hapley, Kyrie Fort, Anthony Farrah. I think Mike Hull might be in that category, too. Those are the guys we have not heard from. Rob Bolden already been granted his release anyway, and evidently is talking to LSU. We welcome back Kevin Herr, who is in his Olympic man cave.
Oh, this is, I'll tell you what, I've watched 45 hours of coverage over the weekend. I love this time of year with the Olympics involved.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, our numbers open at 1-800-795-9565 in the Lenape Solar Hotline. We'll talk about that in a moment. Sunbury Motors Studio is on the road today, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia Roots.
Lost the signal there to the Sunbury Motors Studio on the road today. We'll get back with Steve in just a minute from the Sunbury Motors Studio mobily. Sunbury Motors, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. That's where you'll find the Kia dealership and North 4th Street in Sunbury. Steve back with us again from the mobile studio.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And why do I want people to call the Lenape Solar Hotline today? We've had a lot of calls last week for obvious reasons. It was wall-to-wall calls. But at 1-800-795-9565, it's Kevin's birthday today. Yes, that's right.
How did you
right.
find out?
Kevin Herr.
Oh, it's a shame. It just dropped out there. Oh, I feel so bad. It indeed is.
It's Kevin's. Here is your chance to wish Kevin happy birthday today on the Let It Be Solar Hotline on his return from Barbados, where he was last week.
It was rather rainy and not quite as warm as I expected.
I understand, but, I mean, it's the man cave. Right? It's the man cave. You were in the Olympic man cave. You were eating up James Bond.
Oh, it was the best.
Right? James, I never saw it. I saw a feature on it this morning on the Today Show because I had two games on Friday night, so I never saw the opening ceremonies.
It was absolutely the best to see a fictional character walk into Buckingham Palace, pick up the queen, and fly her in. Now, we all knew that it really wasn't the queen in the helicopter, but I thought it was neat that the queen played along, turns around from her desk and says, "Hello, Mr. Bond," or something to that effect. And then Daniel Craig has this look on his face, the actor, the newest actor that played James Bond. He has this look on his face that it's kind of a half smirk because he realizes he's a fictional character in real life. And it was kind of funny. You could see it, the realism came to him that this is really kind of funny. And he enjoyed it as well, you could tell.
Well, something like that is fun. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, I heard there were Shakespeare readings and Rowling read and went blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Look, march in. Get a rocker band, light the torch, leave. Okay.
Well, you know, the one thing that didn't take as long as I thought was the actual Parade of Nations. It was actually one of the quickest Parade of Nations I have ever seen. By the way, Rowan Atkinson, very funny playing the piano when they were doing the little segment there on Chariots of Fire. Thought that was very funny. Nice little cameo that they put in with him. Overall, I gave the Olympics an A- for the opening ceremonies. Why an A-? Because I think the Olympic cauldron in the middle of the stadium is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Now, I liked how they lit it. I liked how it came up and how every one of the nations actually created the petal of the cauldron.
Let me put it to you this way, Kevin. within the past 8 days, I've seen dumber things. Okay.
I agree with you there. That's true.
7959565 is our number. You can wish Kevin happy birthday. Where's Barty? Barty should have wished you happy birthday.
She's boycotting my birthday. Just to be kind, she's boycotting
because
my birthday.
You dissed her on her birthday.
That's exactly
that's
what it is.
You
that's
gave
exactly
her
what
nothing.
It is.
When Sarah had her birthday, right, I made a big deal out of her birthday. It was a huge deal, important part of the family that we have on this show from 3 to 5 every day, and you absolutely blew her off.
I did, that, and this is my punishment.
Yes, it is your punishment. But maybe she will stop in and make a quick cameo and wish you happy birthday. Maybe the crowd with complete excitement and wish you happy birthday at 1-800-795-9565. This is why you create the Lenape Solar Hotline for moments like these.
Yeah, this is
parking
exactly
tomorrow
why.
For the rally. Yes. Now, parking for the rally tomorrow morning. Okay, let's get to that. Valley tomorrow morning. University Police will close the intersection beginning at 5:15 in the morning. No vehicle or traffic will be permitted into the lots that are accessed by this roadway in order to prevent vehicle and pedestrian conflicts. The roadway will then reopen once the crowd is dispersed, and again, that's to ensure safety. Faculty and staff who plan to attend should park at the assigned parking lot or in the Eisenhower parking deck. Students are directed to park at their regularly assigned lots. Visitors are directed to park in the commuter lot North, which are all located near Beaver Stadium. Blue Loop bus service is available from the bus stop on Curtin Road and on Porter Road. The parking office is authorized parking in the commuter lots until 9 a.m. without a permit. Visitors also may choose to park in the east parking deck located north of the Berkey Creamery on Bigler Road. And please note there's a $1 per hour charge for that parking option. Those choosing to walk to Huluba Hall from the commuter lots must cross the University Drive area at Curtin Road at that intersection or at Hastings Road intersection. The Blue Loop will provide transportation across University Drive to Nittany Apartments. From there, it's only a short walk to Huluba Hall through that back area. Please keep in mind that the setup of tables, tents, easy ups, and so forth not permitted on the paved parking services. If you have any questions, contact the University Parking Office. All right? So that is tomorrow morning. Players are back tomorrow. Fans want to greet them and show support. So that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, you can show your support for Kevin, as you have in incredible numbers and droves here so far at 1-800-795-9565. I believe when I called for people to wish you a happy birthday, I thought I heard the sound of crickets.
I think you did.
I mean, not even Barty has done so yet.
No, no.
And
but that's okay.
And she's sweet to everybody.
But that's okay.
She's sweet to everybody.
Listen, you're not taking me down that road. I am not going down that road. I'm already in trouble. I'm not going down that road.
I want to know why you fear it.
Listen,
why do you
don't
fear
cross
it?
The BART.
I haven't.
No, I'm just telling you.
Olympic
cross
women's basketball. Okay. Olympic women's basketball, first quarter. Canada leads Great Britain 14-10. China won today, 83-58 over Croatia. Turkey beat Czechoslovakia. The Czech Republic 61-57. France in overtime beat Australia 74-70 in women's basketball. Russia beat Brazil 69-59. United States against Angola at 5:15 local time, 10:15 in Great Britain, and they should crush Angola like a grape. So that's the Olympic women's basketball scoreboard so far. How do you feel about taped events? And this is, we talked about this last week, but now you're seeing, for example, let's take gymnastics. Gymnastics last night, And by the way, the United States men's team finished fifth today. No medals.
Yeah, they kind of had a terrible run on the horse. The pommel horse was just...
Now, did I just ruin... Did I just ruin it for everybody by saying that?
You know what? I don't really worry about that. And let's face it, I'm probably the most Olympic watcher. I watch more Olympic coverage than anybody you know. And I know most everything that's already happened because of the way NBC's holding the medals ceremonies or the medal races for swimming until prime time. I already know what happens because I've already looked it up. I'm still watching it anyway because I want to find out how it happened.
Sure. And I understand that when you watch the web stream, that you're not getting announcers on it. So
right.
You really have to look and watch to see who's who. So, and it's not easy because I think most fans are not versed in the fact that, oh, wow, look at that dude from Croatia could really swim. Really? I don't even know what color their cap is. Nobody knows.
See, I have to admit, I was a little disappointed as well when I got the web stream and realized there were no announcers on it, and it was just the camera. Because I'll tell you what, it does make it tough to watch these sports that you don't get a chance to see every day. You know, watching beach volleyball without an announcer, not a big deal. Watching water polo without an announcer, that's a challenge.
Well, if you know what color the cap of your team is, you don't have to worry about it.
That's a good point. As long as they have the graphic in the upper left, you're good to go.
Right. I mean, if you know what color the cap is of your team, I mean, I assume you are not watching Brazil against Argentina in water polo.
No, I've not ventured into anything other than the United States events.
I mean, right, the United States. And that's all you want to watch. That's all I want to watch. I really don't care about watching. I mean, I just ran down women's basketball scores. I could care less, okay? Except the United States is playing against Angola later. I care about that. That's our team. But gymnastics and swimming are all being held back for prime time. Now, ratings-wise and monetary, but it's also 2012. And in 2012, there has to be a way to make money and do things live. It has to be. Now, in 2016, this is no issue. It's no issue in 2016 because Rio de Janeiro is in a time slot where it makes them easy. It makes it easy for the United States to have events on live because of there's no time change.
But the thing is, NBC could. NBC could do this live if they chose to, and then do it again in primetime. My argument is the stuff that they're doing live, like yesterday and Saturday, were prelims. They did the prelims live in the afternoon and in the late morning, and that was great. But they kept the medal finals until prime time. Why not run them, like, especially now when most of us are at work, run those events live and then run it again in prime time for those that miss it? Then you have covered yourself completely.
Well, that's what I would consider doing, but, you know, again, would they lose money doing this? Because they've made a sizable investment, and the ratings on the opening ceremonies were outstanding. The ratings over the weekend were outstanding. All right? So maybe in the end they're right about this. Maybe. I don't know. I'd rather see it live. Now, did I watch women's gymnastics last night? Yeah, I watched it for a little while, and I knew that Jordan Weber did not qualify. We'll get to that in a moment. To that lunacy. So I knew she didn't make it because I saw it on the I have to do a segment when I broadcast the ball games about scores of other games. Well, to get scores of other games, I go to the New York Penn League scoreboard and I go to ESPN.com. Well, it's right there at ESPN.com. The scores are on the top, but I also see Weaver doesn't make all-around final. So I knew when I watched that she didn't make it. But I still wanted to watch, see what happened, and so forth. Then I tuned in the Red Sox-Yankees game after that. But I have not. I did not watch a minute of the opening ceremonies. Did not watch a minute of anything on Saturday. And watched a little bit of men's volleyball yesterday because I wanted to watch Matt Anderson, and Matty was great yesterday. He had a great day. And then watched a little bit of the gymnastics when I got back last night. So I haven't seen. I would think that I've seen a grand total of 90 minutes of the Olympics so far in 3-4 days. But that's been it so far. And Ryan Lochte finished fourth in the 200 freestyle final.
Yeah, he had a lead in that. Well, actually, he wasn't in the lead. He actually was a close second and then faded a little bit at the end. And I'm wondering if the extensive early program that he has chosen is starting to catch up a little bit. It looked that way last night when I was watching the relays as well. He faded a little bit in that one, too.
Right. Well, yeah, the relay, I mean, he was handed the lead in the relay, and he lost it.
It just looks as if that very extensive schedule that he has early in the Olympics here is starting to catch up with him a little bit.
Oh, no doubt about it. And for you, I know it's been crushing that. I mean, you were all weepy when Michael Phelps couldn't go after 8 gold medals. Now the best he can do is 5. All right, our number 1-800-795-9565, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Congratulations. Now that you've gone to Sunbury Motors, that vehicle of your dreams is now a reality. To keep it running at its absolute best, you can rely on the experts at Sunbury Motors Service Department. They offer a wide range of car repairs and service updates, including general repairs and that all-important regular maintenance. If a factory recall is the issue, Sunbury Motors Service Department can handle them all, from all the major manufacturers like Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln. All warranty service and repair is done with the utmost care because they treat your vehicle just like it's their own. Whether you need an oil change, transmission service, brakes, or even engine repair, Sunbury Motor Company has you covered. From the smallest item all the way up to the largest, the service department at Sunbury Motor Company will do it all with the same attention to detail. Visit sunburymotors.com to use their handy schedule service to make your next appointment. Or call 888-536-8017. Sunbury Motor Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, a tradition of trust since 1915.
When you buy insurance, it's serious business. Because if something happens and you don't have the right coverage, you're out of luck and maybe out of business. So if you need insurance, business, home, auto, or flood, ask your agent about Selective. No gimmicks, just great coverage and great response.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Nice to see Kelly Smith Puzo, by the way, getting a lot of airtime yesterday in field hockey, Sealands Grove's own. We had in the show just a couple weeks ago. It was an absolute delight to have on, and she got a lot of airtime. Of course, having her former coach at Maryland be the commentator for it, I think, is cool.
She had a tweet during
that worked out well.
She had a tweet during the opening ceremonies that I actually retweeted as well. Of pictures that she took from the opening ceremony in front of the now in the middle of the stadium cauldron, and then also tweeted last night that obviously disappointed about the loss, but looking forward to their next match, which I believe is tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. The cauldron in the middle of the stadium makes no sense at all.
Zero.
And the reason it doesn't make sense is because fans want to walk by the stadium, see the Olympic flame, and take pictures of it. Okay, that's what they want. They want to be able to, you want to have it visible to everybody. I don't understand what the thought process was behind that. But then again, what is the thought process behind a girl finishing fourth in the entire meet and not being allowed to go to the finals?
Two big mistakes that they have made. And the one was the cauldron, and this one was the second. You're right.
This is a far bigger mistake than the cauldron. The cauldron is completely irrelevant compared to this. It is so wrong. This is the Olympics, all right? This isn't the neighborhood meet, all right, where you get together and everybody gets a trophy. That's not how it works. This is the Olympics. You're trying to find a champion finished fourth. How many competitors were there in this thing? 120, whatever it was? She finished fourth. The person who finishes in fourth place isn't allowed to go to the final? Are you kidding me? What kind of idiot or idiots put together a rule like that?
You should have seen Bella Caroli the other night talking about this. And you know how animated he is.
I saw. Yeah. I mean, that's, and he's right. I mean, he's right. I mean, what they did is beyond comprehension. This is equivalent to me of every kid gets a trophy. Your team went 0-12, all the kids got a trophy. This is not the neighborhood backyard. This isn't Little League. It's not T-ball. This is the Olympic gold medal on the line. Who is the best in the world? And the girl that finishes fourth in the preliminary should be allowed to go on and have a chance to win a medal to prove whether or not she's the best in the world in the final. But if she finished 25th, I got it. Shouldn't go. Okay? She finished fourth, and they're telling her no? This is the Olympics. I mean, this is the equivalent of telling the San Diego Padres, we'll let you make the playoffs. And telling the Braves they can't. Ah, we have too many teams from the South. One more team from the West. We need another team from the West. I mean, people running things, there are too many people running things these days that are stupid. This is just another case.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The big rally tomorrow outside of Haluba Hall in the Penn State practice field. The players return tomorrow. And they've been organizers of a rally. It's going to start at 6 o'clock tomorrow to support, show their support to the team and players. And I'm gathering that there are going to be a lot of people there. A lot of people there. As I said last week on the show, you, the fans, are going to be one of the more important components of all of this. There's one column that really made me angry, and someone wrote a column last week that said the Penn State players should just be quiet. Well, I'm sorry. That, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the columnist ought to be quiet, okay? You know, the columnist ought to find out and have people that, I'm sorry, we won't read his column anymore, so I think it's time for you to move on and get a new columnist. If you're going to tell a young man who has had his life completely affected to basically shut up, you do not deserve a voice in the media at all. You just don't deserve your voice. You lost your voice, as far as I'm concerned. Right? Everybody's allowed that freedom of speech except the young man that has just had his entire season turned upside down. Everybody has started out whenever we've talked about these things and have discussed right away the victims in all this. Well, there are two areas where the victims in all of this, where it comes to a point where, number one, was the alleged perpetrator brought to justice before a jury of his peers? The answer was yes. Right? That's one. And as I stated last week, the single most important part in all this in terms of speed and justice and fairness is to bring the alleged perpetrator to trial before a jury of his peers or her peers, whomever the defendant happens to be, then go through the trial, and if a jury listens to the evidence and says that they believe that individual to be guilty, to then remove the perpetrator from the street. The next part of all this, the part with the other issues, should then be you have time to take care of that. There can be patience when it comes to that, and you don't need a rush to judgment. Why? Because the perpetrator is a threat to society. Thus, the swiftness, along with the fairness, is needed. But you do not need swift justice or judgment when it comes to people who are not a threat to society. You can take your time and take a good long look to find out exactly what is the truth as best you can ascertain and then make your judgments from there. No one has forgotten about the victims for one second in all this. Everybody has been very careful to put the needs of the victims first. And number one, that is taking care of the perpetrator, that victimize them. That's one. The other parts will then fall into place. But there has to be a line in the sand at some point as to how many people are supposed to, quote, pay for all of this along the line. And the Penn State players finally got some backbone last week, and they stood up after being in time and finally told everybody exactly how they felt. And you know what? They're justified as to how they feel. And they're justified in being angry about that. And they deserve to have a forum in which to express it. And this person said the Penn State players ought to be quiet. There is a point, okay, where every single one, including the players, feels for the victims without question. Thus, in the end, person put behind bars, all right, put behind bars, okay? The next part will be then, obviously, some sort of restitution. There's no number that makes it better. But at the same time, you cannot continue. There has to be a line in the sand as to how many pounds of flesh you're allowed. And if a Penn State football player, who, by the way, had absolutely nothing to do with this, and you as fans would have absolutely nothing to do with this, okay, along the way, there has to be a line. And they deserve the right to say how they feel. They deserve the right to fight back because they're the ones that are going to be also affected along the line as well, in a completely different way, but in their own way, with their lives in front of them. And you, the fans, have had an opportunity to express yourselves. You were loud and clear on the program last week. And in moving forward, you will be critical in all this. That's why the rally tomorrow is so important. But the players finally are fighting back. And Bill O'Brien was asked at a press conference, well, what about your players talking the way they've been talking, especially Michael Motti? And he said, he looked at him, he said, good. That one-word answer spoke volumes to me. He looked at him, he says, good. I'm sorry, you just cannot continue at some point to be, you know, in a position where you're just telling everybody to kick me. You have to be allowed to move forward at some point, and that means straightening your backbone up and looking at somebody and saying, you know what, we're going to get this thing done. We don't like it. We think it's wrong in terms of the penalty, but we're still going to be able to, and they have to be allowed to express it and not keep it in. Their opinion is every bit as important as the opinions of, say, Brian Burwell and Mike Lupica. But Mike Lupica is expected to express his opinion all over the place about how he feels, but Michael Motti, who actually has to live through it, doesn't. After a while, you shake your head at the insanity of some people. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. That's the Lenape Solar Hotline. Our show today brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or at purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motors Studios on the move. We're Sunbury Motors, of course, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. I'm excited now that we know what the sanctions are and so forth for the season. Very much so. Very much so excited about the season. Because I think that if they can keep the core group together, and we're still waiting to hear on Silas Red, which is obviously the key linchpin in all this, they can be a very good football team. And we can still have a lot of fun days at Beaver Stadium. Oh, and by the way, guess what? You are allowed to have fun. Okay? You're allowed to have fun. You're allowed to cheer. You're allowed to get excited. You are allowed to enjoy your tailgating and everything like that. You're allowed to. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not allowed to go and have a good time. Because guess what? You're going to have a good time, a lot of fun, because you work hard all week. You deserve to have the entertainment and release of your choice. And I'm proud of the fact that many of you out there listening to the show chose Penn State football as your entertainment and the release of your choice.
See, we have Lenny on the line. One from Lock Haven has a question for you.
All right, hey. Go ahead. Guys, to hear from you at 1-800-795-9565.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you today? It's great to hear from you.
Glad to be on the show. I agree with everything you're saying, but I have a quick question. The idea of putting names in the jerseys, I'm actually for it. Is that mainly because we're doing it to try to get recruits because 18-year-olds want to see their names on the back of jerseys?
That's probably it. And as I said on the show, and I think I surprised people on the show last week, you know, I always understood exactly and why Joe did what he did when it came to the jerseys, about the team concept of it. But at the same time, basketball for a period of time put names in the back of the jerseys, and I liked it because I think media-wise, television-wise, and for players identification-wise, especially for recruits, Len, you're right. They like that stuff, and I think that's fine. And it will take the fans – they'll get used to it like that.
I've been for it for years. I think they should have done it 25 years ago, but I do think it helps recruiting, and I enjoy seeing the names on the back of jerseys.
And the other part, too, is why names on the back. Now, that's if Bill's going to do it. I don't think he's made an official announcement yet as to whether he's going to do it or not. But if he did do it, I'd be in favor for this reason. There are so many duplicate numbers in college football that you have to know who's who. Because there are so many times where I've heard names of guys making tackles on plays that happens to be the other guy. Derek Moy made a lot of tackles last year instead of Gerald Hodges.
that's true.
All right. It's not a problem for Jack and me. We know all the players on offense and defense, but not everybody's like that. And the fans should know if there are two number sixes, who's number six. Bill Belton, by the way, is going to change his number to number one. So,
okay. Well, I appreciate it. Right. I can't wait for that opening game this year. And I hope everybody does go out and support the team.
33 days to go, my man.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Lenape Solar Hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Again, that's 1-800-795-9565. You have a question or comment about anything we've talked about today. We're going to get into a little bit of baseball, too, a little bit later on. It is almost time for the Philadelphia Fire Sale. We'll also talk about some of the other teams that have players up for grabs. Looks like the Cubs are looking to make a baseball move as well.
Well, the Cubs are possibly going to take Ryan Dempster and deal him to the Dodgers. I mean, he rejected the Atlanta trade last week. I mean, he rejected that. And now it's looking like the Dodgers, who have already acquired Hanley Ramirez, may go that direction. And if I'm the Phillies, I have to consider dealing Mayberry. I have to consider dealing Polanco and Victorino. I think you have to keep the core group. Here's $144 million. It's obvious that Cole Hamels is part of the core group. Roy Halladay is part of the core group. Jonathan Papelbon is part of the core group. Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, and even though I've advocated trading him before, Jimmy Rollins, right, and Carlos Ruiz. To me, those eight players are your core group that you build around, and you find other parts to replace Victorino, replace Mayberry, replace Polanco, and so forth. You find other parts around them to make the team better, and you deal these parts away. I think that's what you have to do. And Cliff Lee, I think, has to be dealt too.
Well, I don't think Cliff Lee would have been dealt until this weekend and the horrible, horrible trip to Atlanta. Then all of a sudden, I think Lee became a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now that's come up, to the point where the Rangers are interested in reacquiring him. It's been right. Bizarre how he's bounced back and forth between these two.
Right, he should have he should have
Matt
Griever two homes.
Setting, yeah. Matt Grievers of the United States set an Olympic record to win the men's 100-meter backstroke in London today. 52.16.38 ahead of the previous mark set by fellow American Aaron Pearsall in the 2008 Beijing Games. Nick Thoman, another American, got the silver, 52.92, and Ryosuke Iri of Japan won the bronze.
There was actually one record in the pool last night that was a little bit of a surprise. I think it was in the 100. It was actually one of the records.
100 fly.
The 100 fly was one of the records that stood from the full suit era.
Yeah. And so it was Dana Volman that won that and set a world record in the process. It wasn't just an Olympic record, a world record in the process.
You're right. So it was a world record. It was also the first woman under 59, I believe.
Right. Ever. So that's a great accomplishment by her. But the United States did capture two swimming medals today. But Ryan Lochte, not one of them. He finished fourth. The men's gymnastics team finished fifth. And Kevin has all this on DVR. And we'll have a big Olympic party a little bit later in the week at Kevin's place. Should be a lot of fun because I know you always serve such an intriguing finger food and so forth. It's just great.
I've had 45 hours that I went through over the weekend, and then you're going to ask me what I was going to do when this is over. My wife actually asked me yesterday, how many more days of this is there? It's funny you ask.
Woman's a saint. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. That, of course, the Sunbury Motors Studio. And don't forget the Lenape Solar Hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Back with more of the Steve Jones and News Radio 1070 WKOK. Hope you're enjoying the tape-delayed Olympics. We welcome everyone back.
By the way, NBC should never, ever, ever, ever change their Olympic theme music from John Williams' Summon the Heroes. Just my thoughts.
Okay. Our number, 1-800-795-9565.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, that's they've used it for, 12 years now?
It's really good. Okay, it's great. It's perfect. It's an Olympic theme. You feel like it's the Olympics, and that's exactly what it's supposed to do. And John Williams, by the way, brilliant for years, the conductor of the Boston Pops, I should point out. So I've actually seen John Williams work as a conductor before. He replaced Arthur Fiedler with the Boston Pops. You didn't realize I had all this background knowledge, did you?
I'm telling you, someday I want you as my partner on Jeopardy. I think if they do a two-person Jeopardy, we could clean up.
The Boston Pops, when they have the 4th of July, you know what they do?
They fire a lot of cannons.
They play the 1812 Overture out in the on the Esplanade, and in the 1812 Overture, they fire actual cannons over the Charles River. I mean, it's incredible. So, yeah, that's what they do. So, just another day where, you know, we just stray off just a bit.
Well, we went going back a little bit to some
totally
of the
immersed in the Olympics.
Going back,
Mac Reavers wins today. Gold medal. You go gold, silver in the backstroke. They get Nada in the freestyle. Lochte finished, it says here, third, but unless somebody was disqualified, Lochte finished fourth.
Right.
And the United States women's basketball team doesn't play until 5:15 Eastern time. I know you're very concerned about Misty May having to play at 11 o'clock at night, local time. I know you're very concerned about that.
Actually, I'm very happy because that means that there's a good chance it'll be on live in primetime coverage. And, you know, those two ladies have not yet lost a set in Olympic play.
No. That's at 6 o'clock our time. It's not going to be on a primetime.
Well, maybe part of it will be, because they start primetime at 7.
Okay. Maybe we'll get lucky and see them, like, you know, put two away.
That's fine. Whatever I can get live in primetime, I'll take.
Those things don't take that long. Well, they don't take that long. Well, you're not going to see women's basketball tonight in prime time. That's going to start 5:15. That game will end at 7:15. They would, you know.
How long has it been since they instituted the rally scoring in volleyball in general? Not just beach volleyball, but in volleyball? Because there was a time where you could only score if you had the serve.
Penn State's won 5 national championships under Russ Rose. He won 1 in the side-out era in 1999. And then the other 4 that he's won all have been in rally scoring since. Rally scoring, again, this goes back to what we've talked about with Major League Baseball. All right? What do fans want to see? Okay? Points scored, offense, runs scored, whatever. Rally scoring meant there was a point available on every single time the ball was put in play. Used to be, and Russ Rose was, as a coach, was an outstanding play for the side out, play for the side out, play for the side out. He was very, very conscious of playing for that. It was part of his strategy. And, of course, he had to change up when they had rally scoring. It's easier to change up when you have Crystal Harmato and Megan Hodge, both on the U.S. Olympic team, playing for you. But he had that, and he changed up his strategy because of it. So rally scoring has been in effect, I'm going to say, at least for 9 years. At least, maybe 10. Okay? Somewhere around that neighborhood.
Well, you're right. It completely changed and Olympic volleyball, too, because now those matches take maybe a third of what they used to take. And again, you can get through a 5-set match a lot quicker.
But, well, no, they changed, but they also changed the point value, too. It used to be that every set was to 15 by 2. Now you have to go, now in college volleyball, it's 30. All right? But what is, in the Olympics, it's what? It's
25.
Yeah, 25. And Maddie Anderson, by the way, was outstanding for the U.S. yesterday, who's also from Penn State. He was outstanding.
That was a win the Penn State men desperately needed, too, because they have not had an outstanding year. They needed to get themselves squared away early in this tournament.
Yeah. And they did. The United States men did, and they were able to get themselves squared away. Meanwhile, the China won the men's gold. The United States finished 5th in men's gymnastics.
That's a big disappointment for U.S. gymnastics, though.
Yeah, 3 of them fell off the floor exercise. I find that embarrassing. No. Our number, 1-800-795.
You were watching last night. There was a lot of stepping out of the out-of-bounds zone in the floor exercise that cost a lot of the women.
You could step. You want to know why they got? You want to know why they stepped out? Okay, you want to know why? When you are as good as they are, all right, you generate, one of the keys to gymnastics is how much speed you generate, all right? And your tendency to fly off the mat is because you generate so much speed and the level of degree of the trick that you are performing at that particular moment. The only sport in the world where you can finish 4th and be told, I'm sorry, the girl that finished 30th is in it, you're out. What kind of loon put that rule together?